This is Marketplace from American Public Media. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hundreds of banks have been closed by the government the past couple of years. One Washington Mutual branch office in Dallas, Texas, though, never even made it to open. It's standing empty and being demolished this week. But this past weekend, before the bulldozers, two local art curators, Christina Rees and Thomas Fulner, put together a show of financially themed pieces. About 650 people showed up to check it out.
I was here last night for the opening, and it was a turnout like you just don't expect to see, or I haven't seen in a long time for anything.
There's so many buildings that are abandoned in city landscapes, so it's
well,
part
it
of a larger
landscape.
It
doesn't do a whole lot for the idea of security. You know, that's what the bank is supposed to stand for, you know. So obviously that's subverted.
That was Dean Nichols, Kate Holliday, and David Dibble in Dallas this past weekend. Christina Rees joins me now to talk about the project. Christina, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What is the story behind this building? Supposed to be a bank, but that never happened.
Washington Mutual was leasing the land from a friend of ours, Leland Burke. They built the building. It was completely finished. The ATM machines were in, the furniture, the stanchions, everything. It was ready to go. The government seized WaMu. J.P. Morgan Chase, who took on WaMu, didn't want the building. So the building, I think, was just defaulted back to Leland Burke.
Tell me about the art. Was it always going to be a financial art thing that you guys had in mind?
We chose artists who we knew could really deal with that space in an interesting way, in a sophisticated way. We didn't want, you know, we didn't want things to be so literal. There were pieces that were more about cycles or ownership or responsibility, and some of them were a little bit more aggressive. But we just wanted them to have fun.
We sent some folks out this weekend to get sound from this exhibition. We're going to play it for you, and I want you to walk us through it. It is, as everybody will hear, water dripping through into a bucket. So drip, 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 the financial cycle, I don't know. Help me out with that one.
The show is called Modern Ruin, and one of the artists, Cam Shep, he put an irrigation system throughout the ceiling. There were seven buckets set throughout the bank itself, some even back into sort of back bathroom areas, and he basically created a leaky roof. He made it a ruin before it actually accrued that kind of damage.
Not the ceiling leaking, it's just the banking system leaking, right?
Well, you know, you could read it that way if you so choose. Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, the tangible stuff is preserved, but what about something like a leaky irrigation system? Is it just, is it gone out there into the great art diaspora along with this building that's about to be demolished?
Yeah, you know, I think most of the artists are hoping that the artwork will just go with the building. Some of the artwork is so site-specific and installed in the building using the building's materials that when the building is torn down, the art goes with it.
Do you have a favorite?
There was a really intense room that was a collaboration between two artists, Jeff Zilm and Kevin Todora, and we called it the Angry Room. Somebody had come in prior to us and ripped the ATM machines out. And so if you walked into the lobby of the building, you could look through these big holes into this little room. I'm not saying that there was a lot of hostility toward the policies that led to recession, but in this room there was. But there was a huge portrait of Ben Bernanke that had been completely desecrated.
Oh, man.
And there was a video of fire, and there was a big durian fruit that had been sliced open and that was stinking up the entire room. It's really anxious-making and kind of crazy.
Now that you've dipped your toe into financial art, so to speak, any thoughts on it for the future for you?
I'm a curator at Texas Christian University, and that's my full-time gig. But, you know, one thing that's, I think, great about a recession, one of the only things that's great about a recession, is it causes artists to become more resourceful, start to find new and interesting and creative ways to get their work out there. And there's a really good feeling in the air right now in this area, and you know, some great work has come out of recessionary times. The New York in the 1970s, that's still some of my favorite work that's ever been made. So, you know, maybe there is a silver lining here somewhere.
Christina Rees, the exhibition this weekend in an abandoned Washington Mutual branch office in Dallas, Texas, was called Modern Ruin. We've got some pictures of it up on our website. Christina, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.